And now to the spreading influence of apps and tablets in the business world. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, many small businesses are using tablets to replace everything from the menu to the time card to the cash register.
That is Fumoni, so the green is like a pistachio.
In downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan, just the block away from the famed University of Michigan, is Iorio's Gelateria. Gelato is kind of Italian for ice cream. And it's owned by Nick Limmer. He's, get this, 20 years old and a junior studying industrial and operations engineering at the university.
It's hard for a lot of people to grasp, and it's fun to see reactions, like you walking in the door and kind of looking around and, who's the guy I'm supposed to meet?
At 20, Limmer is a business veteran. He and his sister, Mary, she's 23, started selling Italian ice when they were kids, and this summer they opened their own gelato store. It was Limmer's job to figure out which kind of cash register to use.
It ended up kind of being obvious for us, being a small business, and just the overhead cost of going with a bigger system wasn't really what we needed, and so the tablet with the square card reader was kind of the obvious way to go for us.
So at the Gelateria, Limmer has an iPad jerry-rigged on a Lazy Susan attached to a cash drawer. He uses an app called Square that allows you to swipe a credit card and email receipts to customers. Not only does he use the iPad as a cash register, he also has another app for his employees to clock in. He can track sales and trends from the comfort of, say, his classroom. Limmer says he's used cash registers before, and he's not going back.
Having to go through about a mile long of receipt tape to figure out how many gelatos you sold or what the total till is for the day, it's pretty rough.
Lance Ulanoff is an editor at Mashable.com, which covers all things tech-related. He says tablets are an entrepreneur's dream.
40 million iPads were sold over the last 2 years. But you know what? Businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, they're buying these devices as well, and they're finding these really creative ways to use them to get business and get commerce done.
Back at the gelato store, Nick Limmer says he's looking at the iPad for any way he can save time or money.
It's like the snowball effect rolling down the mountain. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and it would scare me if I'm in the cash register market.
Out of the mouth of babes or 20-year-olds. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
One of the things that has made tablets and apps so successful is the touchscreen. Join us for a special edition of All Tech Considered next Monday when we explore how touchscreens are changing both the way we consume information and how we interact as human beings.
This is NPR News.